But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. To my left, Sean, don't call him Seth Meyers. Are you a Penn State grad? Are you a Penn State fan?
I graduated there, yep. Mulsey and I were classmates.
But Mulsey hated Penn State, and you actually rooted for them, correct? Did you know Mulsey in college?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
Unfortunately, he says, Bob. I wish Sean had been part of Mulsey the Snowman.
Yeah, he has a good deep voice.
Man, there's so many storylines tonight for Penn State Notre Dame. Our little friend City Limits is there taunting us yesterday, Bob.
Did he go to the recommended restaurant?
I don't know, but he sent us photos of what it's like there it was, right now with palm
I liked your reaction to it.
Yeah, I insulted him. that photo hurt, didn't it? You and I could be on a golf course there right now.
I know. When you see this weather, we know he doesn't golf. That's a mistake he's making. He's going to nice weather climates. That's what you want to do.
Well,
to kill some time.
The beach ain't bad either. So one of them is James Franklin. Listen, James Franklin has already had a good year, borderline great year. He's won the two playoff games. If he loses at home to SMU as a big favorite with 100,000 people behind him, with not having won hardly any true big games in his whole career, I think I might have been on the side if it's time to move on from James Franklin. But he didn't. Sometimes a career comes down to a game. He won that game rather convincingly in the end and then doubled up and won again. And yes, they got a favorable draw. That's not their fault. They pounded that kid, Genty, from Boise State. I give him credit. James Franklin, to me, I still see people saying, can he win the big game? He just won two of them, Bob. Where are you with Franklin right now?
I'm fine with James Franklin. I think the program has been built up. He has taken it to a level that I think they should be happy with, whether or not they win a national championship or not. I think, you know, there's only one team. So many mitigating circumstances go into it. I do think they're going to win this game tonight, and I think –
would you have moved on if he lost to SMU? Would you have thought about it? I would have had to seriously think about
it. No, I still like the recruiting aspect of what he does, and they're still getting elite athletes in there.
Yeah.
I think that's where it all starts, basically. And if you can't do that, then you're going to be stuck, no matter how good your coaching is, no matter how good your system is. So I like what he's been able to do and who he's brought in there. And I do think that in this game, which will be a close game, they have more offensive weapons than Notre Dame. And I think that, in the end of the day, will be the storyline that you'll take away from it. They'll win because of something that Drew Aller does, either to Tyler Warren, their running backs. They have playmakers in a lot of positions that I think you need in this kind of a game.
Oscar?
I don't want to get too far off the topic here, but I think there's been a misconception for a long time about James Franklin that he recruits talent that, you know, is equal to that of any team in the country. They're not on equal ground with the Ohio States or the Alabamas or whatnot, but I think they're pretty equal in talent with Notre Dame. So I think that this is a game that they have a great chance to win. If they do move on, they probably play Ohio State. They will be heavy underdogs, and they don't have the same caliber of talent, and I think that's why they've struggled to get over that hump. But Notre Dame feels like a much more even matchup, so I think coaching will be more paramount in this game than maybe some of the other big tests that the Nittany Lions have had. The biggest question, and no one knows the answer at this point, is will Abdul Carter play?
Right.
If he does play, will he be healthy? There's talk now that he will be the first defensive player selected in the draft. Mm. His impact is absolutely crucial to their success defensively, even though it's probably not a game where they're going to rush the quarterback nearly as much as normal because Leonard's more inclined to run it, and I think Notre Dame as a whole will run the football. I think Penn State has a great chance. To me, it's already a successful season no matter what, but you want to get greedy at this point, and I think this is a true toss-up type of game. So I feel pretty optimistic. I think, as crazy as it sounds, Notre Dame actually is a better matchup than what Georgia would have been for Penn State. And by the way, Joe, guess what?
What?
We have a very special guest. Right now, on the line.
Good morning.
Hey,
Lemons.
Joe. Hey, Bob. I'm calling you from sunny Florida, the home of Florida down here, where there are perfect skies and 70-degree weather.
Lemons, have you been drinking already?
No, I honestly have not. I am staying in Fort Lauderdale, and we're going to the beach for a couple of hours before heading down to the game.
How about this, Bob? He's headed to the beach. Are you jealous?
Yes, a little bit. I would love a little beach, a little Mai Tai on the beach. Some of those Fort Lauderdale beaches are really nice. I think they're underrated when it comes to Florida vacationing. So did you go to my restaurant? I know you were asking me about it, and you said that you looked at the menu and you were shocked. But did you go?
I did. No, I did not, Bob. We ended up going to a place in Fort Lauderdale that was very nice, too. It was a little bit too pricey for the Bechtold family to be able to splurge on. We're going to splurge it on some gear and other things down around the stadium. I was telling Bob, Joe, Al Michaels must have taken him to this restaurant. It was a really nice one.
No, it was good. In fact, you missed out because I had called in ahead and I gave them my credit card. I was going to pay for all of your dinners, but you missed. So they just sent it.
I'll tell you who will pay for your dinners if you want. Ron. Go find Ron.
Yeah, Ron.
He's been known to splurge for people.
A little bit far away from Ron. I mean, he's hours away from here.
Maybe he went to the game.
I think it would be well worth it.
I need to send him a text and show him a picture. I'm looking out right now in Fort Lauderdale at a lake. There's a pool in front of me, and there's boats that, I mean, have to be, like, I don't even know, $70,000, $80,000 that are docked in this little port right now. It's
one of those
really
is,
cool.
One of those is Bob's, I think. Listen, Lemons, what's the atmosphere like around town? Seems to be an equal number of Notre Dame and Penn State people?
Yeah, I'd say so. And there was a funny tweet that went out from one of the Penn State beat writers that said he saw a couple of Ohio State fans in a hotel. They thought that the Buckeyes were playing in the Orange Bowl and not the Cotton Bowl, so that was kind of hilarious. So there's a couple of Ohio State fans roaming around too. But, no, we were at South Beach last night and a lot of Penn State people. But, yeah, Notre Dame people also have been floating around. Atmosphere has been electric so far, guys, so we're really pumped and looking forward to it. Really nothing off the beaten path, though, in terms of seeing anything extreme as of yet.
Is Abdul Carter going to play? You getting any inside info there? You should be over at the news conferences.
I think he's going to play, and I think, because I heard Sean saying that, he's probably going to be one of the first defensive players picked, if not the first. It just kind of shows the culture that Franklin has built, that Abdul Carter would want to play in this game, knowing that his arm is not 100% or even 90%, maybe even 85%, that he wants to go out there and finish this season on a high note. I think they do think they have a realistic chance to win a national championship, and more so they want revenge against Ohio State. It's a pretty even matchup. On paper, like, this is going to come down to Riley Leonard for Notre Dame against the Penn State secondary, which was torched against Oregon, but had a much better day against SMU, against Boise State, and the battle in the trenches. But that's the matchup I look for. If Abdul Carter can get to Riley Leonard, Penn State will have success.
Lemons, we appreciate the call. You enjoy yourself out there. Don't do anything Bob wouldn't do.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right, Austin.
What a man he is, huh, Bob?
How about him coming in? Hot, as they say.
I've always been amazed at the fact that you could hop on a plane right now. I first discovered this when I was covering the Penguins. I would wake up on a morning like today, you know, 20 degrees and snowy in Pittsburgh. And in 2 hours, maybe 2.5, I would be landing anyway. So in like 3.5 hours, I could be on a beach swimming. God, I love that, Bob.
Well, it's not as easy today as it was when you first discovered it, I can tell you that. There are a lot of delays and cancellations, unlike it seems what happened 20 years ago.
You and I could throw our golf clubs in your car right now, get the next flight to Florida, and still play around today in the sun.
Absolutely we could.
Let's do it.
But although you'd have to, summer's better because it gets darker later. If we did this now, by the time you got down there, you wouldn't have a whole 18 holes.
We'd play 9, Bob.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win the game? What's your prediction?
I like Penn State. I like them to win 27-21. I think there will be a really entertaining game. I think we've seen a lot of one-sided games in this college football playoff. I think this won't be one of them. This will be a really well-contested, I think very entertaining game.
I'm going to also pick Penn State with a caveat. I'm going to say they win the game 30-24. But sometimes with James Franklin, 2 + 2 has to equal 4. There have been multiple games lately where they're running the ball just conventionally. I think of the USC game and I think of the SMU game. And then all of a sudden they get fancy and want to start throwing it around. It's like just line up and play 1970s Penn State football, and you can win the game if you need to. So if they're running the ball well tonight, I don't know what they will, but if they are, I want them to stick with what works and not get cute and fancy, Sean.
I think they're going to win the game. I was going nuts against Boise when they were doing exactly what you said. They were running it very successfully, and they decided to go away from that. They had a third and one, basically just run it between the tackles.
Yes. You're
guaranteed to get it. Kotelnicki, their offensive coordinator, is so creative that I think he sometimes just gets bored with the basic handoffs. That said, tonight, actually, Notre Dame's defense, I think, is really good against the run.
They are.
So they might have to pull out some of those unconventional trick plays, get Warren involved in, you know, maybe a wildcat or different scenarios. But I agree, especially if they have the lead in the second half and they're running the ball well, and Singleton's been really good and Catron Allen's been even better. Those are the two guys that are going to seal this victory, I think, late in the game if Penn State comes out on top.
Yeah, I guess the moral of the story for me is just go with what's working, you know, as like what Tomlin says about John Harbaugh in so many words. What he said to his team last year was keep this thing close and they'll do something crazy at the end. I don't want Franklin to be that guy tonight. I think Penn State's going to win the game, having said all that. All right, let's get back to the Steelers. And Mike Florio was on with the PM guys yesterday, Bob, and had some very interesting things to say about the futures of Russell Wilson and George Pickens. Let's hear what Mike had to say. Next, you can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, and we still are going to talk to Brian Batko, Donnie Football, and Jeff Hathorn as we look ahead to Ravens-Steelers on Saturday night. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.